welcome to use either Chinese or English or both to worship God. 欢迎你用中文或者英文来敬拜我们的神。请我们起立，我们一同来用诗歌来赞美神。Please stand and offer our hymns to God. Gethsemane. Lest I forget thy agony. Lest I forget thy love for me. Lead me to Calvary. 我们一同祷告。 Let's pray. 感谢主，接着诗歌，再一次让我们回想克西玛利园。谢谢你领我们到骷髅地。主要帮助我们今天晚上，我们众弟兄姐妹再一次思想主你的痛苦，你的死亡，因为你是那个仁爱慈悲的主。主，我们谢谢你。而今天圣灵又给我们的提醒，给我们的带领，我们恳求主你与我们同在，听我们祷告，是奉主耶稣名而求，看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
羔羊，发挥荣耀，我深爱我。
Join me in a word of prayer. 让我们一起来祷告。Heavenly Father, we have gathered here this evening to remember the passion of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for the passion of Christ. We know that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And so without the passion of Christ, we would have no redemption.And so, Lord, we ask that this evening that our worship will be an act of our response to your great love for us. We know that you love us so much, you gave us your one and only Son, so that if we believe in him, we will not perish, but have everlasting life. So, Lord, we ask that this evening, as we worship you,Your love will compel us to live for you so that we will no longer live for ourselves,
but for the one who has died and rose again on our behalf. So please accept our worship this evening, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Please remain standing as we are reading our responsive reading. 请引用站立，我们一同来读这个起因经文。我会用中文来读，请弟兄姐妹用你们的语言来读。I'm going to use Chinese, but you are free to use any language you want. 他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所存留虚妄的行为，不是捧着冷外的金银等物。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。谢谢主的话语，愿神的话语永远高举。请坐。Our men's choir will come to offer three songs to God. 我们有弟兄姐妹组成的小诗班，会为我们献上三首的诗歌。
Cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of thy people was he stricken. Leave his soul in hell, but thou didst not leave his soul in hell, nor didst thou suffer, nor didst. didst thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou didst not leave his soul in hell. Thou didst not leave, thou didst not leave his soul in hell. Nor didst thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Nor didst thou suffer, nor didst thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Nor didst thou suffer, nor didst thou suffer thy Holy One, thy Holy One, to see corruption.
Christ who lives again.
redeemed through Christ our Lord. Alleluia, he has brought us salvation. Oh, sing we exultation. Yes, redeemed, thanks be to God. We are redeemed through Christ our Lord. Follow Christ is the way. He is the way, the truth, the life. Despised and rejected of men, and wanted for the sins of us mortals, he passed in triumph through death's portals. Yes, redeemed, thanks be to God. We are redeemed through Christ our Lord. Alleluia, he has brought us salvation. Oh, sing we exultation. Yes, redeemed, thanks be to God. We are redeemed through Christ our Lord.
在我们受难的这个晚上，有我们这些弟兄来为我们献诗。
We want to thank the Lord that on this night of the Good Friday that we have these brothers to present these hymns for us.
根据我的了解，这大概是我们十年来第一次。
As far as I know, this is the very first time in our 10-year history.
神的恩典实在是非常的浩大。我们纪念主的时候，我们不但全教会能够一起。有年轻人参加，我们有中文、英文，有弟兄的诗班。我们感谢主，这是一个神祝福的晚上。
We're very grateful that tonight we have young people, old people, brothers and sisters that we can all come together for this celebration. This is indeed God's blessing.
但是我们每一个人生的道路，不见得都是这么样的顺畅，这么样的如意。
Unfortunately, in our daily life, things are not always so smooth and easy.
即使连我们的主耶稣基督，当他在世上行走，到了最后的时候，他的道路也走得非常的不顺利。
Even for our Lord Jesus Christ, towards the end of his life, even he had to go through some very difficult path.
到了逾越节的前夕，他与门徒守逾越节的晚餐，饭后却被人家捉拿，被关起来了。
So on the Passover evening, as he was observing that meal with his disciples, afterwards he was arrested.
就在他被捉拿的前那一段的经历，我想是所有基督徒都熟悉的，都知道的。
I believe most of us are very familiar with what he went through right before he was arrested.
那就像今天晚上我们所唱的第一首诗歌一样，莫忘客西马尼，领我到独楼地。
Just like the very first hymn that we sung tonight, lest we forget Calvary.
如果是我们碰到人生道路当中非常困难的时候，我不知道你会怎么办。
What do you, how do you respond when you encounter difficulties in your life?
但是圣经上告诉我们，我们的主耶稣，他用了四个字来形容耶稣所做的事情。
And the Bible tells us there are four words that describe what Jesus Christ did for us.
在马太福音第二十六章二从三十六节到四十六节这一段的经文，记载了耶稣在客西马尼园的这段祷告的经历。
So in Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46, we find that there are four things describing for us what Jesus went through.
当耶稣带着门徒就在他被卖的这个前。在那里向天父祷告的时候，面临到他人生最困难、最困难的时候。
So right before Jesus was betrayed, during the most difficult moment in his life,
他甚至他的门徒都不能跟他同心的祷告。
Even his disciples could not pray with one heart with him.
就连当中三个他最亲近的门徒，平常随时随地跟他在一起的，都不能确认他们会跟他同心警醒的祷告。
Even three of his closest disciples had no certainty that they were able to stay with him all the way through.
圣经上告诉我们，耶稣就把他的门徒留在后面。在三十九节，他用了四个字来形容他所做面对这个难题的这一个的关键。
And so the Bible tells us in verse 39, with four words that Jesus left behind his disciples, and he did something that was described for us with four words.
中文是四个字，英文也是四个字。
So in both Chinese and English, it just happened to be four words.
三十九节他这么说，他就稍往前走，稍往前走这四个字。
So the Bible tells us in verse 39, going a little farther.
稍往前走听起来是一个很平淡，没有什么特别的字。
So these four words sound very ordinary.
但对耶稣基督而言，他稍往前走就决定了他前面上十字架的道路。
But for Jesus Christ, these four words dictated what will happen to him.
也决定了他要完成父神的心愿，为人类赎罪所付上一切的代价。
And these four words also decided that Jesus will accomplish what God the Father has determined to do to save mankind.
也可以说这是一条耶稣基督所走上的顺服的道路。
In other words, we can describe this as a path to submission.
不晓得你，不晓得我，在我们道路人生道路难处的时候，我们是否有这个顺服上帝带领的心智？
So when we encounter difficulties in our life, do we have this heart to be willing to submit to God?
刚刚我们唱诗歌，我们都说我们要莫忘客西马尼，我们要跟随主的道路，一路走到各个他。
So earlier as we were singing that we must not forget Gethsemane, and so that God can lead us to Calvary.
我们今天就要来看看各西马尼园到底给我们什么样的教导，给我们什么样的指引。
So tonight we are going to learn from the Bible, what Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane.
三十六到三十八节这里告诉我们，客西马尼园是一条踏上顺服之路所必经的路程路径。
So first of all, in verses 36 through 38.The Bible shows us that these verses expose the place of submission.
客西马尼是一个翻译来的名词。
Gethsemane was actually a translation.
在这个圣经当时的这些语言里面，亚兰文里面，客西马尼的意思就是一个榨橄榄油的地方。
So in the original language Aramaic, Gethsemane meant a press, an olive oil press.
当时在那附近种了许多的橄榄树。
So at that time, Gethsemane was planted with a lot of olive trees.
今天如果有人到有机会到圣地的话，一定会到这个地方。那边还留下了，相传有几千年的这个橄榄树还在那个园子当中。
So if you have a chance to visit the Holy Land today, you would definitely be able to visit that place, and you can still see olive trees that are thousands of years old.
在那个园子里面，那是一个安静的地方。
In that garden, it was a very quiet place.
为什么耶稣在他面对到最大难处的时候，他需要到一个安静的地点呢？
So why did Jesus have to go to a very quiet place during the most difficult time in his life?
圣经上面其实有很多地方告诉我们，耶稣都是这么做的。
But the Bible tells us that Jesus often withdraw himself to quiet places.
不要忘了，耶稣是一个以人的身份来到世界上。
Let us not forget that Jesus was a man.
他有他的软弱，他有他的畏惧，他有人所应当面对这些事情发生的时候一些正常的一些的感情。
And therefore he would respond like a normal man. He would have fears. He would have worries.
所以当他面临到这一个极大的走十字架道路的时候，他必须单独的来到神面前来祷告父神。
And so when he was getting ready to be on his way to the cross, he had to use his time to prepare himself.
不但是一个如此，那也是一个安静的，不但是一个安静的地方，那也是一段宝贵的时刻。
So not only was this a very quiet place, that was also a very precious time.
耶稣要单独的去与他的父亲在祷告中相见。
Because Jesus was going to spend time alone with his heavenly Father.
因此，他把所有的门徒都撇在一旁，他单独的前往前面去祷告。
And so Jesus left his disciples behind so that he could be alone in prayer.
那是一个孤独的时刻。
That was a very lonely moment.
我想，我们很多人在我们的人生道路当中，也都面临到这样的时刻。常常我们需要克服难处的时候，我们需要单独的来到神面前。
And I believe that most of us can identify with this. Very often when we need to overcome the difficulties in our lives, we often had to be alone.
在圣经里面也常常的提醒我们，要我们能够安静，要我们能够等候，要我们能够单独的面对神。
And the Bible often instructs us that we must wait for the Lord and be alone and be quiet before him.
耶稣第二点在三十九节我们就看到耶稣单独来到这个神的面前的时候他祷告他单独的来到父神面前祷告他。
And in verse 39 here we see that Jesus came alone in prayer to his heavenly Father.
好不但我稍往前走伏伏在地他就祷告说我的父啊倘若可行求你叫这杯离开我。
And so going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me.
我每次读到这里的时候，我心里面感到很震撼。
Each time when I read this passage, I'm very shaken inside.
就像这个很有名的传道人施布真所说的，他说当主耶稣走上十字架道路的时候，他看起来似乎有极重的担子压在他的身上。
Charles Spurgeon once said that when Jesus was getting ready to go on the cross, it seemed like he had this extremely heavy burden on his shoulders.
我想他的身体上的担子分了几方面。
And I believe that we can categorize his burden in the following ways.
他身体上的痛苦，我们也可以看得出来。
So first of all, there is his physical pain from suffering.
路加这位医生他写的时候他这样描述路加福音22章44节他描述耶稣当时汗珠如大雪点滴在地上。
And so Luke the doctor described for us in his gospel that Jesus sweated with blood.
那是一个人的身体上遭遇到极大压力极大痛苦的时候一直在那个汗孔附近的微血管都破裂了因此汗跟血能够混合在一起流出来的情形。
And we know from modern medicine that would happen only when someone is under extreme stress, that the vein right next to your body would be broken and so your sweat and your blood, they would mix together.
我没有这样的经历我不知道是多么的痛苦但是我可以想象的出来那是极度极度的痛苦和压力。
While I have never experienced this myself, but I can imagine how stressful and difficult that must have been.
不但身体上的压力，他的心灵更加的是痛苦。
So not only was there physical pain, there was also emotional pain.
耶稣说，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。
Jesus prayed that if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me.
这句话里面表示耶稣实在是，如果从他的感情，从他个人来说，他实在很不愿意去接受这个杯。
And so this tells us that emotionally, if it were up to Jesus, Jesus would rather not to take up this cup.
这个杯到底是什么杯呢？
So what cup was this?
圣经上里面用杯来形容了很多的东西。
The Bible used cup to describe many things.
最常见的有两样。
There are two most often things that were described.
一种是用来形容是一个愤怒的杯。
And one is a cup of wrath.
我想耶稣在这里所想所指的是世人所犯的罪，所有的罪在神面前，神对这些罪的愤恨就集中在这个所谓的杯上面。
So on the one hand, we can imagine this to be a cup of wrath, that God's wrath against all the sins of the world was concentrated in this one cup.
因此耶稣在那天晚上要上十字架的时候，他必须要替所有的世人承担这些的罪，他就必须饮下这一杯愤怒之杯。
And so for Jesus to die on the cross and to bear all of our sins, that means that he must drink this cup that includes all of God's wrath against our sins.
对一个从来没有犯过罪的人，对一个从来没有这样不洁净的人，要承担世人的罪，我想那是一个无法用我们有限的头脑一个了解明白的事情。
And I believe this must have been something that even for us is extremely difficult to understand. For someone who was without sin, for someone who has never experienced sin, to endure the sin of the whole world.
但是耶稣要救赎世人的罪，他就必须要饮下这个愤怒之杯。
But in order to redeem all mankind, Jesus must drink this cup of wrath.
为什么圣经上特别耶稣喜欢用这个杯来形容他所面对的这个难处呢？
Why else does Jesus like to use the word cup to describe what he was facing?
事实上，杯是犹太人所熟悉的一个器皿，在他们的礼仪当中，他们一定会用这个杯来表达他们的过程当中的一些的经过。
Because a cup was a very common instrument in the Jewish culture. In many of their rituals, they would use cup to represent something.
尤其是他们在守逾越节晚餐的时候，他们一定有四个杯子在他们的面前。
So typically in a Jewish Passover meal, there are actually four cups.
今天有人进来看到有四个杯，就问：我们不是犹太人，我们不照犹太人的规矩守四个杯啊。
Perhaps some of you, when you walked in, you saw that there are four cups in the front, and maybe you're wondering, we're not Jews, how come we have four cups?
犹太人在守逾越节的时候，他们第一个杯子代表的是洁净之杯，他们行完洁净之礼后，要饮下第一杯，主人要饮下第一杯，然后传给其他人。
So in the Jewish culture, the first cup represents cleansing.
第二个杯，他们是叫做一个教导之杯。他们在这个时候要叙述他们的祖先的经历，神的救恩在他们家族，在他们民族当中的经过。
So the second cup is a cup of teaching. During this time, they would teach their children once again what God has done for them in the past.
其实跟我们的敬拜也很像，我们敬拜中也做这一些事。
And that is really quite similar to our worship, for that is what we do in our worship.
但第三杯是他们在吃完逾越节晚餐以后，这个主礼的人做主人的，一定要在大家面前饮下第三杯。
The third cup usually happens after the Passover meal. The host would drink the third cup.
这个杯，圣经上告诉我们，就是耶稣所说的救恩之杯。
And this cup is what is often referred to as the cup of salvation.
如果用当时的话来讲的话，这是 cup of Yeshua， 因为耶稣就是耶稣的杯。耶稣这个名词就是救恩的意思。
And so, in the Jewish language, it would be called the cup of Yeshua. That means the cup of salvation.
当他们饮下这杯的时候，表示神的救恩的来到。
So when they drink this cup, that indicates that God's salvation has come upon them.
记得在前面耶稣被卖的前，他和门徒所最后逾越节的晚餐，他所设立的圣餐，那个杯所代表的就是他们所做的第三杯，就是救恩的杯。
So, when Jesus observed his Last Supper, and when he took the cup, that was the third cup, the cup of salvation.
耶稣很清楚地告诉他们说，这杯是用我血所留下的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
And so Jesus said that this is the new covenant in my blood. Whenever you drink this cup, do it to remember me.
当时的门徒他们一听他们就懂，因为他们知道这个杯本来的意思就是指的救恩。那耶稣就告诉他们，这个你们现在喝的这个是用我的血所立的新约，从今以后这个救恩与你们每一个人都有份。
And so during that Passover meal, when the disciples were drinking this cup, they would have understood what Jesus meant, that the third cup, the cup of salvation, means that now on, this salvation has come upon them.
那个第四杯就是在逾越节的晚上，耶稣和他的门徒守的晚上，他们没有喝的那一杯，那一杯是弥赛亚之杯。
However, during that Passover meal, Jesus did not drink the fourth cup with his disciples, and that cup is known as the cup of the Messiah.
那表明弥赛亚的来临，弥赛亚的降临。
The cup represents the coming of the Messiah.
耶稣没有喝那杯，因为弥赛亚已经来到。但耶稣说，我以后怎么样，要与你在神的国里，当你国降临的时候，我要与你同饮那杯。
And so Jesus did not drink the fourth cup with his disciples on that evening, because Jesus said that when I come again, I will drink this cup with you in the kingdom of God.
所以主耶稣在这边祷告父神说，若是可行，求你叫这杯离开我。
And so here Jesus prayed, if possible, please take this cup away from me.
因为那个杯是一个愤怒的杯。
Because that was a cup of wrath.
所以耶稣说，这个杯太难了，如果可以的话，叫我不要饮下这杯。
So even Jesus felt that cup was too much for him to bear, and so he asked if it's possible that the cup would be taken from him.
但是他说，必要怎么照你的意思行，而不是照我的意思。
But then Jesus continued and said that yet not as I will, but as you will.
圣经上告诉我们，耶稣不但一次，两次，他回去看着门徒睡着，他又回来又祷告，又同样的说，父啊，若这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的旨意成就。
And so the Bible tells us Jesus prayed this prayer not only once, twice, but three times, and he continued to ask my Father if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it. May your will be done.
耶稣知道，如果他不饮下这个愤怒的神的愤怒的这一杯的话，这一杯就不会变成你我今天的救恩之杯。
Because Jesus understood it well, if he did not drink the cup of wrath on our behalf, that cup would not become our cup of salvation.
我们感谢主，主耶稣顺服了天父的安排的旨意，他为我们饮下了这个愤怒之杯。
So we ought to be very thankful today because Jesus drank this cup of wrath on our behalf.
因此，今天我们聚集在神的面前，我们凡相信耶稣基督的人，我们都已经承受了这个救恩的杯。
And so for those of us who have already trusted in Jesus Christ, we have already received this cup of salvation.
因此，今天每一次我们来到神面前的时候，我们可以坦然无惧地来面对神，我们来亲近他。
And that is why each time we can approach God without any fear.
但是不要忘记，耶稣在客西马尼园，他为你为我愿意献上顺服所需要的祷告。
But let's not forget that in order for Jesus to accomplish salvation for us, he prayed a prayer of submission.
耶稣的顺服带来你我的救恩。
So Jesus' submission accomplished our salvation.
那我们在神面前，我们应当如何来顺服我们的神的引导呢？
So how should we submit to God's guidance in our life?
因为我们知道，就像耶稣顺服父神以后的故以后所叙述的一样，当他顺服以后所带来的是一个平安。
And we continue to learn from our passage this evening that the result of that submission is peace.
我们看到圣经上描述第45节、46节里面描述当时的情景。于是耶稣三次祷告以后，他来到门徒那里，对他们说：“现在你们仍然安息吧。”耶稣不骂他们了，说：“你们就睡觉安歇吧。”
So the Bible tells us after Jesus prayed 3 times, then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting?"
因为本来耶稣来的意思说，你们这些人马上就要面对死亡的痛，面对罪的攻击的时候，你们还在那不警醒，还不祷告，还在那边睡觉。
Earlier, Jesus reminded them that now you are about to face a lot of temptations in your life. You ought to be awake and be praying.
但是三次以后，耶稣已经顺服的愿意走上十字架的道路，世上所有人的罪可以因为他的顺服而得到解决。耶稣告诉他们说：“你们安息吧，你们安歇吧，你们有得可以得平安呢。”
But after Jesus' prayer of submission, Jesus told his disciples that now you can have rest.
我们还记得我们看过那部《Passion of a Christ》那部电影里面描述到克西马尼园那一个段落的一个属灵的征战，那个蛇跟那个是耶稣跟那个神的使者等等的那个情景。
If you have seen the movie The Passion of Christ, you would recall there was a scene from the Garden of Gethsemane, where there was a warfare going on.
但这个时候一切都平静了。
But now everything is very peaceful.
耶稣在祷告当中已经得胜了。
Because Jesus has already triumphed through his prayer.
他不再忧愁。
He was no longer very sorrowful.
他可以坦然地面对从远处而来的火炬。
Now he can face what is to come.
他知道抓他的人、要逮捕他的人、要带他走上十字架的人已经来到了。
He knew that those who were coming for him have arrived.
但是他知道神的祝福就从这个时候开始临到了人们。
And he also knew that was the moment that God's blessing has come upon mankind.
圣经上也很有意思，提到了好几个的园子，有四个的园子。
It's interesting that in the Bible, there are 4 gardens that were mentioned.
第一个园子提到神创造人的时候，把人放在伊甸园里面。
So the first garden was the Garden of Eden in the beginning of creation.
代表了神的创造。
And that tells us about God's creation.
但是神的创造很可惜，因为罪的缘故，人堕落。
But unfortunately, because of sin, man fell.
但是人的堕落、人的再造、人的拯救，从另外一个园子——克西马尼园，耶稣的顺服作为一个的反折点，一个重新的起点。
But here we see a turning point from another garden, the Garden of Gethsemane, where God recreated man.
但是神的计划、神的救恩、耶稣的救赎、神的救赎，在另外一个叫做 Garden Tomb， 在那个几天以后，耶稣从那当中死里复活，走出了那个坟墓，得到了完全的胜利。
But the Bible tells us there is another garden, is known as the Garden Tomb, where Jesus resurrected after 3 days, where he triumphed completely.
当然，我们知道。我们还等待另外最后一个原则来到，就是在新天新地里面那个乐园的来到。
And we are waiting for another garden, and that is our, that is the paradise in heaven.
我们知道有一天我们要与神在那里相遇。
And we know that one day we will be with God in that garden forever.
但这一切的一切，我们的盼望、我们的得救、我们的被赎，都从克西马尼园耶稣的顺服。
But everything that is to come originated in the Garden of Gethsemane.
圣经上描述耶稣当时的决定，稍往前走。如果耶稣不愿意踏上这一步，不愿意踏出这一步，虽然是一小步，他不愿意踏出这一步的话，今天你我，我们都没有永生的盼望。
And the Bible tells us because Jesus went a little farther, he accomplished our salvation for us.Even though that was just a small step, but without that step, we would not have our salvation today.
在差不多300多年前，有一个很有名的圣乐作家，他的名字叫做以撒瓦兹 Isaac Watts.
More than 300 years ago, there was a very well-known music writer, Isaac Watts.
他是一个天才。
He was a genius.
他生下来就非常的聪明。
He was very smart when he was born.
今天我们这个李伟明弟兄领会的时候，他说你可以用中文、用英文、用 whatever language 都可以啊，但我们大概只有这两种语言呢。
Earlier, in the beginning of our service, our brother told us that we can use any language that we prefer, Chinese or English. But unfortunately for all of us, those are the only two choices we have.
但 Isaac Watts, 他是一个英国人。
So Isaac Watts was a British.
所以他会英文。
Of course, he knew English.
他大概不会中文。
He probably didn't know Chinese.
但是他。我如果没有记错的话，他六岁就学拉丁文了。
But if I remember correctly, by the age of six, he has learned Latin.
他九岁的时候就学了希腊文。
At the age of nine, he has learned Greek.
到十三岁的时候，他只有学希伯来文。
And so at the age of 13, he learned Hebrew.
所以他是一个这么样有恩赐、有才华的人。
So he was a very gifted person.
他也很会写文章。也很可以成为一个很好的演说家，很好的作家，很好的传道人。
So he was a great writer, a great minister.
可是当他年轻的时候，就像我们现在所有或者我们所有的人经过年轻阶段都一样，他很不满意当时的教会非常的沉闷。
But when he was younger, he was very dissatisfied with how boring the church was.
他特别不满意当时教会的诗歌的音乐，他说这么样的沉闷，没有一点生气。
And he was especially dissatisfied with the music at the church of that time. He felt it was lifeless.
他每一次回家就跟他爸爸 complain， 今天的音乐有多难听，都让我睡着。
So every time after church, he would go home and complain to his father how the music really put him to sleep.
这好像我们家里每个家里都常听到的话。
So that sounds like something very familiar in our families today, right?
但他的父亲很有智慧。
But his father was very wise.
好的，父亲说：“你如果觉得那个很沉闷，如果觉得那个音乐很糟糕，会让你睡着，那你为什么不自己来创作
？”So his father challenged him and said that if you think the music is that bad, why don't you write some good music？
啊，父亲说：“我给你一年的时间，你如果可以每一个礼拜写一首诗歌出来的话，我就服了你。
”So his father challenged him. Let me give you 1 year. If you can write a good hymn every week.Then you're my hero.
你想他有没有做到
？Do you think he did it?
他生平总共做了六百多首诗歌。
So in his lifetime, he wrote more than 600 hymns.
但是很可惜的是，他后来因为身体不好，所以他必须到一个乡下去养病。
But unfortunately, towards the end of his life, he was very ill.And so he had to go to a very quiet place to get treatment.
因此他没有办法用神给他的恩赐、讲道的恩赐来对许多人来传讲神的话语。
And so he was not able to use the preaching gift that God has given him to preach God's word.
在这么样一个有才华、有恩赐、有能力的人当中，他不能够用神所给他，是一个非常痛苦的事情。
And it must have been very difficult and painful for him to not be able to exercise the gift that God has given to him.
但神教导他学习一个顺服的功课。
But it was through that experience God taught him how to submit.
神告诉他一个顺服，在一个没有人看得到的地方，默默的把神在他心中里面圣灵的感动所写下来诗歌来帮助别人。
And so God told him to submit. So in that place where there was not a whole lot of people, he would focus and concentrate on writing music that would bless many people.
虽然他有很多话语的恩赐，神没有使用这样的恩赐。
Even though he was able to speak very well, but God didn't want him to use that gift.
神反而让他做一个默默无言发出来的人，但是他所写下的东西帮助了许许多多的人。
But God used him to bless people in other ways through writing music.
Isaac Watts, 以撒华兹写下了非常非常多动人的诗歌。
So he has wrote many moving hymns.
其中有一首诗歌，我们常常的来唱。
And one of the hymns we actually sing it very often.
这首诗歌描述到他想到耶稣。为我们死在十字架上，想到耶稣为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上，他不禁要在神面前放下他一切所有的骄傲， 来谦卑顺服在他的脚前。
And one of the hymns describe how when he thinks about what Jesus has gone through on the cross, he cannot help but submit himself completely.
这首诗歌，我们的诗本上叫做我每思念十字宝架。
And this is the hymn by the name When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
让我们今天在这个时候，在受难节的晚上，我们一起来唱这首诗歌，来帮助我们在神面前来反省我们自己。神要我们学习什么样的顺服的功课？
So tonight, let us sing this hymn together and examine our lives and think about what kind of lesson of submission does God want us to learn.
让我们再一次来到圣餐桌前，要领受饼和杯的时候，求主的宝血今天晚上再一次的洁净我们的生命。
And as we come to observe the Holy Communion, may God's precious blood cleanse us from our sins.
就像这首诗歌里面所说的，我每思念十字宝架，并主如何在上悬挂，我就不禁魂忘身家，鄙视从前所有骄傲。
So just like this hymn says, when I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died,My richest gain I count but loss.
Let us sing this hymn together. When we sing this hymn, we remember our Lord.
Let us sing this hymn in remembrance of our Lord.
我每思念。十字宝架并主如何在上悬挂我就不禁魂忘身家从前所有骄傲，愿主今我别有所挂，除了基督的十字架，全说着那虚空荣光，只为他舍弃。
今天晚上要来领圣餐之前，我们有一段在神面前认罪的时间。
Before we observe the Holy Communion tonight, we have a time of confession.
像圣经上提醒我们的一样，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Just as the Bible reminded us that all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory.
虽然主耶稣已经替我们饮下那愤怒的杯。
Even though Jesus has taken the cup of wrath on our behalf.
但是我们还是在常常在许多言语、行为、思想、意念上得罪了主、得罪了弟兄、得罪了姐妹。
But very often we continue to sin against God and other people in our words and in our actions and in our thoughts.
圣经上提醒我们，我们若不在神面前省察，我们来吃饼喝杯，就是干犯主的身体。
The Bible tells us that if we do not examine ourselves when we observe the Holy Communion, we are actually violating the Lord's body.
求主让我们今天晚上有一段安静的时间，我们在神面前祷告，我们也把我们再一次交在主的手中，来向神承认我们的过犯。
So let us use a moment of silence to confess our sins to the Lord.
让我们再一次，当我们的四旬姐妹弹这首我思念奇妙十字架的诗歌的时候，让我们每个人在神面前安静的祷告。
So as our pianist continue to play this hymn, when I survey the wondrous cross, let us use this moment to quietly pray before the Lord.
也预备我们自己来领饼和杯。
And also prepare ourselves to receive the Holy Communion.
我们一起来读一段，我们用起音的方式来读一段，在神面前认罪的祷告。
Let us read together responsively a prayer before the Lord.
让我们用中文或英文，我们可以同时来念。我跟黄牧师来带领。
And we will read Chinese and English simultaneously.
当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。我向耶和华我的神祷告，认罪说：主啊，大可畏的神，向爱主、守主诫命的人，守约施慈爱。没有听从你仆人众先知，奉你名向我们君王、领首领、列祖和国中一切百姓所说的话。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若说自己是没有罪，便是以神为说谎，神的道也不在我们心里了。若有人犯罪，在父那里，我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。帮我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你的恩典。
Father, we want to thank you for your grace.
就像你自己话语所应许我们的，我们若认自己的罪，你是信实是公义，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净一切的不义。
Just as you have promised us in your word, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and righteous, and that you will forgive all of our unrighteousness and cleanse us from all of our sins.
天父，我们今天要向你陈明我们的罪。不隐瞒我们的恶。
So Lord, tonight we want to confess our sins. We no longer want to hide our wickedness.
求主你赐下你的平安与我们每一位认罪的弟兄姐妹同在。
We ask that you would give us your peace as we confess our sins.
让我们在你面前重新的合而为一。
So that in your holy presence we will be reconciled with one another.
不但与天上的神合一，与弟兄姐妹合而为一。
So not only are we reconciled with you, we also reconcile with one another.
也祝福桌上的饼和杯。
May you bless the bread and the cup.
让我们吃，我们喝，代表主你为我们受死，为我们流血， 我们存着感恩的心来领受。
Let it be an expression of our thankfulness as we remember how you have died and shed your blood for us.
我们这样祈求祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们照教会传统规矩，我们认罪祷告以后，让我们能够彼此的问安。我们向左边右边的 pass the peace of the Lord， 说这是主赐的平安。
So please say to your neighbor that this is the Lord's peace to you.
The Lord's to you. We, 今天晚上我们领圣餐，我要请招待的同工到前面来。我们请八位执事同工到前面来。
So we want to ask eight of our co-workers to come forward to assist us with the Holy Communion.
今天晚上我们是受难节，所以我们特别邀请所有的今天晚上愿意领圣餐人都可以到前面出来领。等一下我们有四个不同的 station， 根据你们的座位，你们可以都可以出来领圣餐。
So we want to invite you tonight, if you want to observe the Holy Communion, to come forward. We will have four stations in the front for you.
我们的招待会导引你们顺序到前面来。
So our ushers will give you instruction on how to come forward.
所以请大家能够在神面前祷告领受。
So we invite you to pray and come and receive the Holy Communion.
当你到前面来领了圣餐领饼以后，领饼然后把这个饼放在杯里面 dip 了吃下去以后。
So as you come forward, you can pick up a piece of bread and dip it in the cup.
你可以留在前面，你愿意在这边祷告，你愿意跪在前面祷告，你可以你有足够的时间可以这么做。
And after you eat the bread, you are welcome to stay at the front to kneel down and pray.
你如果愿意教会的牧师为你祷告，你有特别的代祷事项或有感恩的事项，我跟黄牧师会在前面，我们可以为你们祷告。
Or if you would like one of our pastors to pray for you, Pastor Chu and I will be in the front and we will be happy to pray with you.
如果你们都完了，就请你们回到你们的座位，继续的等待。
And when you are done, please go back to your seat and continue to wait.
今天晚上我们先让招待的弟兄来领饼和杯。
So we're going to ask these eight brothers to observe the Holy Communion first.
主耶稣在被卖那一天，他拿起饼来说，擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们如此行，为的是纪念我。”
So on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said that this is my body broken for you. Whenever you eat this bread.Do it in remembrance of me.
饭后也拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
And after the meal, Jesus took the cup and he said that this is the new covenant in my blood. Whenever you drink this cup, do it in remembrance of me.
我们现在欢迎所有弟兄姐妹受过洗的都可以到前面来领饼和杯。是，有什么特别要祷告的？
我先生就是他绝子很久，但是他到现在都没有休息。他每次他都会说：“哦，今天太冷了，又喝
汤。”先生的名字
叫李道兴。
李道兴，我们祷告。天父，我们为我们姐妹祷告，他心里面实在有感动，因为他的先生在面前得绝志，虽然他已经绝志了，但是他似乎在神的追求信仰上， 就缺乏了你的激励，求主帮助他，求主感动，让你自己的受死，你的复活的大能。